welcome back to Journal Updated, the podcast about video games. I'm Nora. This is Molly.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going okay. A little sleepy, hanging out, chilling, vibing. Yeah. It's a holiday.
Yeah. I don't remember which one, but yeah.
It's Memorial Day today.
Oh, gotcha. Well, done any gaming lately?
I have. I've been doing a little gaming. I've been playing Balatro.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You played a lot of Balatro.
I've played a lot of Balatro. Did I talk about this last month? Has it just been since the last time we recorded?
I have no idea. I think maybe a lot has changed since the last time we recorded.
Yeah, I think we did the last one and I hadn't started yet. Anyway. Yeah, I've been playing a fuck ton of that game this month. It's really good. I know I'm late to the party on it, by a little bit, and that was on purpose, because I knew it was going to absorb my life.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I have played, like, 75 hours of it in the last month. Really fun game. Really, really neat, idea. Love the little Joker's conceit. It's just a fun little roguelike. I'm having a great time with it.
Cool.
I love building a deck.
I was specifically waiting for the mobile port that they're working on before I try it.
Oh, are they?
Yep.
Yeah, this does seem like a game that should be played on mobile, honestly. When they release a mobile port, I will probably get that, because really easy game to just get in, play some, drop it.
Yeah.
So neat. Yeah, I didn't know they were doing that. Yeah, it's a good game. I'm having a great time with it. I have also been back playing Stardew Valley.
Back to the old you.
Back to the old me playing Stardew Valley. I hadn't done any... So I was playing it with Lexi. We were doing some multiplayer of it, and I was like, you know, I could start my own single-player game. I haven't played a ton of Stardew Valley in forever. So I pulled up my old save... and I started playing it again, because I was like, at first I had started a new file, and then I was like upgrading some stuff, and I was like, why am I doing this? I have a farm that has all this shit upgrade. I don't have to start over every time I want to play this game.
Yeah.
So I went to my old save where I have money and upgrades and things like that, and that's been going great.
Yeah.
I haven't played Stardew Valley really since... probably like 1.1, and it's at 1.6 now, so I am finding lots and lots and lots of new shit. So there's still a lot of meat on this bone for me to chew on, which is either a good thing or a bad thing, yeah, depending on how you look at it. So yeah, I've been pretty deep into playing Stardew Valley again, especially since that Coral Island update is taking 1 trillion years to come out.
That's true. I remember you talking about that like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
They've been working the first update they gave was in like November, and then they gave a February update and an April update, and I'm like, brother, could you just put out the fucking update? Because yeah. You quit making text posts about your update and just release the goddamn thing. I could play the beta version of the new patch of Coral Island, but they won't let you use your current save with it. So I was why would I fucking do that then?
Yeah.
If I don't, like, I know you're bug fixing and stuff. I get it, but fuck you.
Molly will not participate in the bug fixing community.
No, it's like pay people. Pay people who aren't me to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not joining the free work, the free bug report labor force. I'm sorry. It's just not going to happen. Yeah.
They're not gonna get
I know you guys are a small studio and all that, and, you know, probably appreciate the help, but no, just fucking... I thought the game was done when you released 1.0, but it wasn't, so fuck you guys.
anything else in Early Access lately that's not in 1.0 that you've been playing?
No, I haven't. If you're asking if I've played Hades 2, no, I have not. I have held strong. I'm not playing that shit till it's done.
Yeah. I also didn't play it till it was done, but I also didn't play it until I got tired of people posting about it when it was done. So
yeah, I have to. Well, Pris, my loving wife, bought
of course
Hades 2, and she's been playing it. And I'm like, fuck, dude, It was so easy to not buy it the first time because neither of us bought it. But now I'm listening to you play it over there. I'm like, fuck, man, Hades.
Yeah. But listen, it'll be so much better if you wait.
I know, and I'm going to, but I'm still annoyed about it, you know?
Yeah.
Just want to play some video games. Other than that, what were you going to say?
I was going to say playing video games.
Yeah.
I know all about that.
Yeah. and also, no, that's it. I didn't play anything else this month, really. Those are the main things. I downloaded Elden Ring again because it's almost time. It's almost time for that DLC, so I was going to start a new guy, but I don't think I'm ready yet.
Well,
but that's it.
We'll all be listening very carefully to hear about your next Elden Ring adventure.
Yeah, of course. I mean, after I'll play our next game and then wait for for the DLC to come out. I just got to make sure I finish Fear before the DLC comes out, so I'm all clear, you know.
Shouldn't be too big of a problem.
Probably not. No, I can't imagine Fear is a long game.
I imagine it's a little bit longer than you expect because it is from a different era of shooter.
Yeah,
but I don't imagine it's going to be.
Let's see.
Like
Google says, 8 hours.
Really? Okay.
Main story: 8 hours, 22 minutes on average.
I definitely took like twice as long to play it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I bought the Xbox disc of that to just put it into my Xbox Series X because I was thinking it. I think it should be backwards compatible, but little problem.
What's up?
The seller on Amazon sent me Fear 2. Project
right, Logan. You told me this. I forgot. That is a problem.
It's not. It's a problem in one sense. It's a boon in another.
It's a boon in another. Yeah, no, for sure.
The thing is that if I wanted Fear 2, I could pay $20 for it instead of $35.
True.
So. That's annoying. I don't know what my voice sounds like right now, but it feels bad.
It sounds normal.
Okay, well. Combo Breaker.
Yeah, you were at Combo Breaker.
I was. I was featured on the stream.
That's right. Nora was on TV.
Nora was on TV for the last couple matches of the top 32 Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3, and then throughout.
When's Marvel?
We were just talking about it, babe.
When's Marvel?
Can you go away on this podcast?
When's Marvel?
Hi, Autumn.
Autumn is stuck in the year 2013. I'm sorry. But in the top eight for Marvel, the three of us were there. Me, Dr. Curly, and Autumn.
True.
Right there in the background. You can see us cheering and clapping and hooting and hollering.
True.
We had a good time. We watched that one. We tried to watch some others and didn't get a good seat. Played some games. We watched the Killer Instinct top eight.
Hell yeah.
That was great. Got home. We left a little early on the last night. Watched the end of Street Fighter. Got to see Lily take it.
Hell yeah.
That's my girl.
That's you?
That's me. That's not me.
That's not you, but like,
but
you know.
That's my main.
Yeah.
Tekken. Tekken was good. There was some good ass Tekken last night.
Yeah.
We played some Killer Instinct 2, we played some Darkstalkers, we played, what else? I think we played some Marvel 2 at one point. I wanted to play Tatsunoko, but the machine blew up.
No.
We couldn't do that. A whole block of arcade machines, like, something was smoking, potentially on fire.
Oh.
And then they shut it all down for a while. So we did not get to play Tatsunoko. We also did not elect to stand in a 2.5 hour line to play the latest fighting game hit from Riot Games, 2XKO.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even if you go, because it's a 24-hour convention, even if you go at like 2 or 3 in the morning, the line was still crazy.
Huh.
So, no 2XKO for us.
Yeah.
Play it at some point, though. We'll that's one where I'm like, we're going to buy that when it comes out. That's got my guys in it.
I probably won't. I don't want to play tag team fighting games.
I don't like multiplayer... Not multiplayer. I hate multiplayer fighting games.
I hate multiplayer fighting games.
I don't like multi-character fighting games generally, but it being a 2v2 game has me thinking differently about this one because Autumn and I can play it together and blame each other for all our losses.
I mean, you two go with God, but I don't think I'm playing that shit.
I also wanted to say we played some of the indie games that were on offer at the convention. One of them called Mega Knockdown is really fucking cool. Really captured my attention. It's a turn-based fighting game where each turn, you like both of you pick a direction and then you pick an action and then it plays out and there's like a grid so you can see you don't see where you're going to attack because that would show it off to the enemy, but like you know if they step one square forward then they'll get hit by the sweep that I'm setting up, and it lets you just play through a fighting game. Seemingly, I know that it's not like as complicated as like a full fighting game, but there was some mind games, there was some feints, some traps. It was a really good time.
It's got some strategy stuff going on.
Yeah, it looks really neat. It also seems like one person is making it, so Godspeed.
Yeah,
it was like the sprites. Some of the sprites were just sketches in pencil because the art wasn't done for those sprites yet, and that was kind of interesting, but I could tell that like this is a pretty early build of the game and stuff.
Sure.
It was, yeah, again, very compelling, and I'll be keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, sounds neat.
When it gets closer to coming out, it is in early access, I believe, so if that sounds interesting, you can go out and pick it up on Steam right now. But yeah, we played some fighting games, we watched some fighting games, we screamed a bunch, my throat is closing in with every word I speak, but I'm here for you, the people, to talk about Assassin's Creed.
That's
also,
right.
Sorry, if anybody was hoping I was gonna get even deeper into Final Fantasy XIV, the stars have realigned towards being into fighting games, so that's where I'm at right now.
Combo Breaker owned your ass, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's time for our biannual let's get into fighting games mindset.
Yeah.
So, also, I don't think I played any other games this month, because last month you might have heard me talking about how my hours were wild.
Yes.
Now I just am working full time, so I did not have quite as much time to just run around and do errands for Moogles or whatever.
I have to do that at work now, unfortunately. It's
Moogles
all damn day.
Damn,
yeah,
I
want to
meet
up.
A Moogle.
You think that, but like, they're mostly annoying.
Can you get these six things done, Kupo?
I went to GOG.com to see, because apparently Fear is not on Steam anymore.
Oh.
But it turns out I already own Fear on GOG. And also, if I didn't own it, you can buy it for $1.19 today.
Hell yeah.
So.
Don't forget to pick up the DLC.
It's included.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's Percy's not even any extra date. Money.
And the other one.
These are the dubiously canon pieces of the...
Yeah, that's like, okay, this the information in that DLC I don't think is necessarily contradicted super hard by the later stuff, but I think it is by a different dev team.
I see, okay.
But I think it would be pretty easy to slot in anyway, and I remember them being fun.
Yeah, we'll play them.
Now, the DLC for Fear 2, that one is crucial and canon and leads directly into Fear 3.
So. Oh, I see. Yeah.
I'm excited to play that again and meet my buddy Paxton Fettel. So.
Sure, man. Yeah, totally.
But before that.
Before that.
We have a little mission.
We're off. We're off to the Holy Land.
Rome? That's true. I think Desmond is in Rome.
Really? What?
I think this Abstergo office is in Rome.
It's in Rome?
I think so, because the second game is in Rome.
I
think that's true.
I don't know.
I will see.
No, you're right. Rome, Italy.
Crushed it.
In 2012, bartender Desmond Miles is kidnapped by agents of Abstergo Industries, the world's largest pharmaceutical conglomerate, and is taken to their headquarters in Rome, Illyri. Rome, Illyri? Illyri? Italy.
Yeah, that's correct. Those are the things that happen.
Yeah.
Off screen at before the
at the, before the game starts. So we are here to talk about Assassin's Creed 2007, developed by Ubisoft, published by Ubisoft.
That's right.
Famous
game.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember seeing the Game Informer that had Assassin's Creed on the cover, because it was like one of the first couple issues that I had when I was subscribed to Game Informer.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, like, the first couple of issues I read stuff that I was reading about, like, Thief. Thief Dark Shadows, I think, the Xbox one.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, damn, that looks really cool. Except they didn't say damn, because I was a good little boy.
Right.
But then I saw the Assassin's Creed, like, piece in Game Informer, and I was like, oh, you know what? Assassins are kind of like thieves.
So true.
I want to do both of these things. I think Assassin's Creed does not have the classic status that Thief does, necessarily.
No. And also, on account of... Well, are you talking about the new Thief?
No, I mean Thief.
The classics? The classic Thief.
Project. Or, yeah.
I mean, some of that is helped by being 10 years apart.
Yeah, that's true. Tell me about Assassin's Creed.
You play as Desmond Miles, who's been kidnapped by Abstergo Industries.
What is Abstergo Industries? Is that like a company?
They say it's the world's largest pharmaceutical conglomerate.
Damn. Like, is that an American company, do you think? Or are they...
No, it's an Illily. Desmond Miles, we need to steal his genetic memory. So we can figure out where this fucking Apple of Eden went.
Yeah. If you don't know the basic, like, premise of Assassin's Creed, it is that instinct between, like, passed on through animals is actually, like, the genetic memories.
Yeah, it's memory hard-coded into you.
Yeah, so your DNA has the complete memory, like, cache of all of your ancestors. And so the Animus puts you into those memories and lets you live out the life of your ancestors. Which is being used in this case to figure out where Desmond's ancestor, Altair, put a mysterious object that they're trying to track down.
The Apple of Eden.
I guess they're not actually chasing that specific apple in this. They're chasing Altair's memories of the big map that has all of the pieces of Eden on it. But next game, they will be searching for a specific item.
I do think it's so funny that, like, there's just modern borders on that map. It's like, okay. We had predicted what America, the United States of America, Canada, and Mexico would be bordered like back in the 1100s. Because we know.
Oh man, that is goofy. Fine. I'm looking at a picture right now.
Yeah. So the basic plot of this game is that Altair, bitch boy of all time, needs to be taught a lesson about not being rude to his coworkers and getting them killed. So he gets.
That is rude.
So you get Metroid depowered at the beginning of the game, and they take
so
away
funny.
All your sword ability. It's really stupid.
The way they say it is like, oh, now you're allowed to wield the short blade or whatever. But it's like, some of the things you get are just damage buffs.
Right, are just damage passives. What do you mean? When you're rank 5 away... assassin, you do more damage. I don't know what to tell you, man.
I took away 5% of your muscle mass in the upper
right.
arm.
You're going to get that back later. Like, okay. So
like
you get... Metroid depowered, and then you get sent on a quest to kill a bunch of people. 9 guys need to get murdered. Al Mualim tells you that it's to help protect this treasure. Because only these 9 guys know where it is or what it does. But it turns out Al Mualim is the 10th guy who knows what it is or what it does, and he wants to take over the world.
Well, he wants to save the world.
By taking it over.
By making it so that people don't have free will, so that he can usher in a world without conflict.
Right, so he can take over the world.
No.
It's the same thing!
He's definitely a good guy. He's
That's,
a savior.
What do you think taking over the world is, man?
A fun thing to do on a Saturday?
He loves it. He enjoys it.
He loves working for evil.
He does love working for evil. So, anyway, this is how you know that nobody in this conflict is good, because from day one, Assassins and Templars is the same.
They're both fighting over something. I was surprised how little of the meta plot is actually in this first game.
There's none. There's zero meta plot in this game.
I thought that the gang would be in this game.
The gang?
The classic gang of guys that follow you around through the rest of the series and make cameos in the post-Desmond games. There's the
I don't know
sardonic
what the fuck you're
British
talking
guy.
About.
There's the other girl.
Oh, right.
You know, those two.
The blonde guy with the glasses who's annoying.
Yeah, sure.
No, they're not in the... This game is not done.
Yeah. I mean...
They had some ideas and they shipped them.
But not done in 2007 is so different.
Yes. So, you do all that stuff and you are kind of like... They gesture at the meta plot in this.
Yeah.
Where you, like, exit the Animus and you walk around a little bit, but there's so little you get from that. I never got into the doctor's computer, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think they let you. You get Lucy's emails and you can walk into the conference room for, like, one thing, but it's also nothing. Mm-hmm. Really bizarre choice.
But one of the mechanics is that Altair can enter, when he's at full synchronization, can use Eagle Vision. And then it'll mark, like, this NPC is an enemy, this NPC has information, etc. And at the end of the game, through a process called the bleeding effect, the memories are starting to become indistinguishable from Desmond's personal memories. So he can access the eagle vision of Altair. And when he looks through it, he finds a bunch of hidden messages in his room.
That don't make any fucking sense!
It's all about 2012. It's all about Mayan calendar.
Yeah, it's all just conspiracy shit.
It's neat. It's written in several different languages. There's some pictures that the guy drew. He drew it all in blood.
Right, and then they washed it off, silly. But you could still see it because Eagle Vision.
I don't think Subject 16 is, like, related to Desmond. Maybe it's bleed through the Animus from one bloodline to another?
No, I think literally they just, like, washed it off the walls, but you can see that it was left, like, putting a black light, you know?
If you're curious about this guy, then you can play, I believe, Assassin's Creed Revelations.
I think he's in a lot of the other stuff. There's a lot of Subject 16 shit in the other games. I was kind of excited when I was playing this. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll try playing 2 after I'm done, just to see, you know, where things go and how it was. And then I finished this game, and I was like, actually, fuck this series.
See, I like it. So I'm here for the cool map.
It's not even the map thing that, or the blood writing that bothers me. It's the fact that that last hour of this game, or the last 2 hours of this game, is one of the worst things I've ever fucking played.
Yeah, fair.
I just don't... How many guys do I have to murder? I thought this was a stealth game.
How many guys did you murder?
In that last section, at least 100, probably.
That's why Altair is one of the greatest
It's like dozens and dozens of... Yeah, because he knows how to counter.
Yeah. Nobody would learn how to counter but from that point in time until the Renaissance.
And that's why you have to go to Ezio.
That's right.
It's really frustrating how bad some of the sequences are in this game. Just, I like the idea. So, the main thing about Assassin's Creed is you do some investigations on how to get information for your target, and then that should inform how you assassinate your target. Unfortunately, what it really comes down to is you just kind of walk into a room and they present you a situation, and then you kill the guy, and that's it. Yeah. Like, there's never anything that's like, oh, I got this information so I can enter from this different way. Like, none of that stuff actually matters, and it's kind of a huge bummer.
Yeah, I totally understand how this evolves into the direction it does, because the version of this where it's like, an always active open world, like day night cycle with the characters have like routines and you can have all the interactability of like the environment having weird things you can get in and out of or like different routes through the city. I totally understand how this becomes a huge open world thing with like interlocking systems. That's not what this game is though. This game is go do a couple towers to get your map updated and then find out where the sub objective is and then either pickpocket a guy, beat a guy up, eavesdrop on a guy, or do a silly little race for
Frankly,
another assassin.
I think you're kind of overselling what these games become. Like, you're right, but like the later games are not even all that good at what you're describing, to be clear.
No, I'm just saying I totally see from a design perspective.
Yeah, I just don't know why they abandoned all the ideas they had in this game.
They've abandoned all the ideas they had for Assassin's Creed every 3 years.
I know, but it's so frustrating because there's something here and they just decided to throw it all out.
Yep.
Yeah. How many knives did you throw out, guys?
Oh, as many as I could.
You throw knives 24/7?
Yeah, 100%.
If you get touched by a knife in Assassin's Creed, you fucking die.
It's hard to come back from that.
Yeah.
Do you think if you got a knife thrown at your head that you'd be okay?
Well, first of all, you never throw them at their head. So let's get that clear. You throw it at their tummy every time. but no, I probably wouldn't come back from that. I would probably be mad about it. I would probably be upset.
Yeah. You'd certainly not mess with whoever did it.
No. I'm keeling over and pretending to be dead until somebody comes around and be like, "Oh, tummy."
Oh, my tummy, ouch.
Owie, owie.
They hit me with the tummy hurting knife.
Did you do any of the flag collection shit?
Yep.
Do you run around and collect some flags?
You mean Just the general ones, not the ones from the...
Oh, the yeah, horses. I mean not the informants. The informant who's like, oh, you don't understand, brother. I would give you this information, but I dropped 20 flags across the level, and I need you to gather them for me within 2.5 minutes, or else I cannot provide you the information that this guy is going to a funeral.
And if you can't do it, then you're a bitch.
You're a bitch, boy. The one that's really... I got so annoyed doing some of the informant stuff because there's some that are like, can you stealth assassinate these 5 guys? And I'm like, sure, no problem. And then I go and stealth assassinate 5 guys, but I accidentally tapped sprint on the way back, so I instantly got discovered by every guard in the city.
Hey, speaking of which, how come there are, like, highway patrol speed traps in the Crusade? Because why the fuck am I... I'm just... on my horse.
Why does anybody care that you're riding a horse? I don't understand.
Why does everybody go, oh my god, oh my god, he's running on a horse, get him. That's what they're for.
You can sometimes hear the guards be like, well, if he's running, he's got to be guilty of something.
Every time I did anything, I heard some fucking peanut gallery guy in the city going, why is he doing it? Somebody tell me why he's doing that.
Can someone explain why he's climbing that wall to me?
He's taken leave of his senses, he has.
Well, I'm not helping him if he falls.
If he falls, he's going to hurt himself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good. I'll be glad.
I'll be happy. Yeah.
The people hate Altair.
The people do fucking... I mean, they should. He's an asshole. He's a real piece of shit.
I did feel a deep kinship with him when he said, no, please, not a tutorial, God.
Every time you go out and they're like, can you demonstrate how to do a counter? I'm like, no.
That is how we all should fight.
Right. Goofy-ass game, man. I wish it was better, but it's pretty lame.
So, I think the people making it also wish that. And that's why they made Assassin's Creed 2, which does have the classic status
that
Thief has.
Understand. I do understand, but I don't understand how this got picked up for a sequel. It's because they were already making it. Like, I understand that. It's because they were already doing it.
Well, also, you know, this is another Dead Space. Like,
they were doing the whole multimedia thing. Yeah. I know. They had comics. They had books.
Thankfully, Assassin's Creed 2 hit the way it did, or else they'd be in trouble. But it hit so good that they made 2 more of them.
Yeah.
I might play some Assassin's Creed 2. I don't know. I'm thinking about it.
I thought about it, and then I was like, oh, I have to pay money for it? Never mind.
Yeah, but they do go on sale pretty often.
Yeah, but, like, do you really want to do that?
I've done it once. One time in, like, 2012, I think, I played through all of the Ezio games in a row on the PS4, I want to say.
They're also very lucky they had Ezio, because without Ezio, these games are nothing. Nobody would remember Assassin's Creed if they didn't invent Ezio.
It's tough. The Assassin's Creed protagonists are not, by and large, that good.
No, that's why they clung to Ezio for that long. They were like, we need 5 games of this motherfucker.
Ezio, and then Connor, and then Edward, and then...
Can you name a single character from, the end of Assassin's... whatever happens in Assassin's Creed 4 to up till, let's say, Origins?
Oh, so you mean from Unity or Syndicate?
Is it only those 2 games? I thought Rogue was between there as well.
Well, Rogue was the same time as 4. No, it was the same time as Unity.
Right, which puts it between.
It was a side game, and then they've retroactively promoted it to be like a main series title.
Don't dodge the question!
yeah, Karl Marx.
Okay, so no, you failed.
I know that it's Edward Kenway.
Yep.
Wait, you meant after 4.
Yeah, after I meant 4, after 4.
I mean, Evie and... Eddie? Evie and... what's his name? The twins from Syndicate.
I don't know. Why would I know?
The Evie protagonist
Assassin's Creed Syndicate. Let's see. Yeah, Evie Fry. Yep.
Jacob Fry and Evie Fry.
Okay.
The protagonist of Unity, of course, is a French man. I want to say it's an A name. Altair. Le Altair.
Le Altair.
Oh, it's like Arno, right?
It's Arno.
Yeah.
How did you get Arno? All right, well, you know more about these games than I do. You could not catch me playing Assassin's Creed Unity.
I played it for like 10 minutes once.
Assassin's Creed Rogue? Why are there so many of these goddamn games, man?
Money.
Why do people care about these games?
Well, I don't know.
Excuse me,
Assassin's
I just don't understand.
Creed is now is different from what it used to be, so I can't say for certain. Like right now, I guess the appeal is like, oh, this is one of the big open world RPGs, and
yeah,
it has a sort of they've sprinkled a little learn about history spice on top because they've pivoted to really being like all about showing you an interesting little slice of history, which this game does not do.
No,
there is no fucking what is it called, like a tour mode. There's no collect little facts about real world Damascus.
Right.
This is the like the myth version of the Crusades. But
yes.
As for like specifically the Unity and Syndicate era, I think that they were just trying to keep their spot in the culture, and then that was not happening because they made an Assassin's Creed every year.
Yeah.
I probably won't play that new one, but the next one maybe. Oh, it's weird, like Mirage is cheaper than Valhalla.
I didn't realize Mirage came out already.
That's what I'm saying.
And then Shadows is coming out soon? What the fuck?
I think Shadows is next year.
No, it's the end of this year.
Are you kidding?
November 15th, 2024.
We can't do this again. We can't do the annual Assassin's Creed again. You know it's not going to work.
They're back.
It's not like Call of Duty. You don't have three different like teams.
No, they do because it's Ubisoft.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, Ubisoft has a bazillion teams.
Well, yeah, but they have a bazillion things that they make.
Quebec is being made by... Or no, not Quebec is being made by the Shadows.
Assassin's Creed Quebec is so funny.
Shadows is being made by Quebec. Mirage was okay. Made by Bordeaux. Valhalla was made by Montreal. So yes, they have okay. 1 trillion teams.
Okay, well, fuck me.
Yeah.
Wonder what they're not gonna stop at this point.
No, how could they?
When are we going to get, like, Assassin's Creed?
I mean, it's better that we get yearly Assassin's Creed than it is that we get yearly Far Cries. Could you imagine the world we live in where we still get yearly Far Cry?
I mean, I don't care about Far Cry.
It was not a good time.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Yeah.
There was that one in America, and then there was one after that, right?
Or was there was one after that, but I don't know where that took place. That was Far Cry 6?
Yes.
Because 5 was the one in America, because I played it, and it was fucking god-awful.
Yeah. Never played a Far Cry. Maybe I should play Far Cry
the you could. First one. It's fine.
Didn't we say we might play Far Cry at some point?
I don't know. I think it's come up before, but I'm not
instinct
dying to play Far Cry.
Yeah. It's a shooter.
Yeah.
You know what I am dying to play?
What's that?
First Encounter Assault Reconnaissance.
That's right. We'll be really gaming next month.
Do you want to take this email from Jen?
Yeah, we have one email. You can write emails, journalupdated@gmail.com. From Jennifer, she says, I know there's a decent number of Assassin's Creed fans who love the historical fiction but hate the overarching modern-day plot. How do you feel about the Animus conceit? And is there anything you would change to make the Abstergo versus Assassins part more compelling? Well, I would put them in the game. First of all, I would put that part in the game.
I really liked the Desmond stuff, and I was really just disappointed in the ending of Assassin's Creed 3. In, like,
they murdered your mans.
It was weird. It's like kind of a Rise of Skywalker situation. Like, I'm just seeing the death of possibility before my eyes.
I think I still cared about Assassin's Creed when 3 came out, and I hated 3 so much. And then, like, they just, like, murdered Desmond at the end of it, and I'm like, oh, okay, so why am I playing any of these? Like, what's... If the game's not fun and they're killing the story, what are we doing?
Me after Infamous 2.
Yeah.
But, the thing about Assassin's Creed 3 is that I played it on the Wii U, and I only played it in the dark, in bed, before and after going to sleep during the month that I worked at Toys R Us, where I think it was the December of that year, where I literally worked every day from Black Friday to Christmas.
That's crazy, dude.
Like, unloading trucks of shit to put on the shelves to sell.
That's fucking crazy, dude.
And so the only free time I had that month was, like, the 2 hours before and after work that I spent playing Assassin's Creed 3 on the fucking Wii U gamepad.
God.
So I don't know if I'll ever play that again, but it's stuck in my brain so much. I don't know that I had a great time, but I certainly had a time.
Yeah.
As for what I would do if I was in charge of Assassin's Creed, and I'm not even caught up on all the story. I know there has been like a couple sentences worth of future plot since Assassin's Creed 3. I think there was a second Doomsday after that one, but I don't know.
Sure. But there are like a bunch of people with like traveling animuses now, and they're like, you know, hiding out in ruins and shit, doing animus stuff, looking for artifacts.
I think what I would do is we are kind of in a golden age for conspiracy shit all over TikTok. And I think you could find some interesting stuff in there to, like, make into Assassin's Creed. Where's the JFK Assassin's Creed?
Dude.
Let's go. Let's go to Dallas.
I don't know. They just keep choosing... I mean, it's because it's a historical fiction thing is what it comes down to. And, you know, that's way too close to some of the people making these games might have been alive when that happened. So,
but they wouldn't hesitate to do a moon landing one.
Did they do a moon landing one?
No, but I'm saying like, it's weird. It's like. It's historical fiction, but it always has to be a time and a place that is, like, appealing to consume.
Yeah.
And it's kind of interesting to think about, like, who gets in.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't know. They should... I think the animus conceit is stupid. Every time somebody says genetic memory, I'm just dying in real life.
Well, I think it's good.
That's fine. You're allowed. This isn't something I think is like a failing of anybody. I just don't think it's that interesting, and I think it sounds silly.
To be honest, I did play a little bit of Valhalla a couple weeks ago, and I was like, maybe.
I played all of Odyssey at the time when it came out.
I heard Odyssey was the worst one of the new set.
Oh, really? I played all of it. I played way too much of it, in fact. I'm not going to play another one of these because of it, but it wasn't because the game was bad. It's because it's too fucking long.
It is too long. I wish... Yeah. There should be a way for you to scoot that along a little bit.
But you would hope,
that's
but...
the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Assassins, Templars.
Assassins and Templars. It's fucked up out there.
It really is.
But that's our only question this month. Journalupdated@gmail.com. Send us questions.
Send us questions. We did get an email for the next episode, our fear episode.
Yes, so we're hanging on to that one.
Thank you. You should all write us emails about fear, about horror shooters. If you want to send me an email about Nightmare House 2, go for it.
Never heard of it. Sounds like a Nightmare House.
Yeah, a Nightmare House 2 is kind of like it's a Half-Life mod.
2!
And it's,
Was there a Nightmare House 1?
There was, and Nightmare House 1 is a much smaller, like, single building thing,
yeah,
and it exists inside of Nightmare House 2.
Okay, sure.
But that's in the same sort of space as Fear. Kind of. So, but yeah, we're playing Fear. It'll be good. I watched Ring this month, so I'm a
Ring?
Tiny bit more familiar with some of the
the influences. Film.
Yeah, the film,
okay.
Ring. With the girl.
And the Got kid. It. Okay.
I would say The Ring, but that's the name of the American remake.
Oh, is that the difference?
Yeah.
I see.
As I understand it, at least. Yeah, right. That's it for Assassin's Creed. Molly?
Yeah.
Where are you online?
You can find me on Twitter and co-host mostly at Your Friend Molly with a Y-E-R. You can find me audioentropy.com and ineedmail.com. Those are the places you listen to Idle on Playtest, actual play podcast. That's on Audio Entropy. That features a game that my friend Luke and I designed. And you can listen to us playtest it on the podcast. It's good.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You can find me on social media websites under the name Skulldaughter. I'm on, like, a bunch of them. Not Threads, because fuck that. But,
no.
You know, the rest of them.
Yeah.
I have some standards.
Right, yeah. I'm not on Threads.
Stuff I've done at NoraBlake.online, and support my podcast by going to exportaud.io or patreon.com/exportaudio. We may or may not be recording a podcast about Starship Troopers tonight. I'm not sure if that's true, but it might be true.
Maybe.
Starship Troopers.
What about it?
Are we recording tonight?
I think I'm doing Stairwells tonight, but we'll do it this week for sure.
We're doing it this week for sure, folks.
Yeah.
For sure.
Folks.
When's Marvel?
Shut up. We also owe people a Fist episode. Pardon my Fist, our Fist of the North Star podcast. The volume of manga is on order right now, so we're just waiting to get it in.
Nice.
And then we'll be hitting that up with our fists. Anyway, that's it for the pod. I think the journal is rightly updated.
That's it. The journal's been updated. Let's go.
Let's go.
This is the pod.
This is the pod.
Fear.